Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, good morning. Glad to be here this fine morning out there with all y'all in radio world. I know that we have lots of liquid sunshine this morning, but it is a day the Lord has made, and he said, let's rejoice and be glad in it. I know my garden's going to rejoice if it doesn't drown. Amen. So, but I just thank the Lord for it. He knows what we need, and he gives us that we need, and I'm just glad to be here again this fine morning. Before we go get into the Word, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I sure thank you for everything, God, that you do, and Lord, how you watch over us and how you help us, God. I just thank you for everything, the things we have no idea about that you watch over us, and you know, the accidents we could be in, you know, we rake shoulders with dangerous people and all that, and how you keep us and you protect us, God. I just thank you for watching over our family, blessing us, and Lord, giving us salvation and a peace that passes all understanding, and Lord, that you just make calm when everything's just seem terrible, God. I just thank you for that and answering our prayers, God. I just thank you for our ability to be able to go, God, and I thank you for it all. I ask you to bless us this morning with this scripture, God, that you would just help us and enlighten those, Lord, and enlighten us all, God. Just let us have our daily bread, and Lord, I give you the praise for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, we're going to be in Mark today, Mark chapter 8, and I'm going to read a few verses here, starting with verse 34. It says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall find it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" We'll just stop there. I just, you know, what would a man give in exchange for a soul? And what does it profit a man if he
gains the world?
If he gains the whole world and loses his soul? You know, he said those that try to save their life, they'll lose it. But those that lose it for Christ's sake, the same shall find it.
Right.
I think about how cheap people sell out. How people sell out so cheap. And I just want to take a moment just to speak on hell.
Right.
You know, because that's something nobody wants to speak about. They want to talk about all the glorious things and this and that and the other.
Yes,
but hell is real, and that's a real place, and real people go there.
Oh, yes,
you know?
Absolutely. And, they're there right now today.
Yes, and you know what? There's good moral people in hell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They didn't get saved, though.
Right.
They didn't get saved,
they didn't
so they
come to know the Son of the living
that's
God.
That's right, and they lift their eyes in hell.
Yeah.
But hell is a fire, a torment that's never quenched.
Yes.
You know, there's never no break time there. None of it's never quenched there. It's, you know, some people, they want to, you know, lighten it, make it sound lighter when they call it Hades. Hades is a country.
Yeah.
It's not hell.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have some difficulties over there, but it is not hell.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, the Bible talks about hell is in largeness and mouth without measure. And the reason why it's enlarging, why it's building on,
is because it's
because
making
there's
room.
More people going
there.
More
every day, they're going there right now.
Yes.
Going off into eternity.
Yes.
They don't know that they're choosing it.
That's right, but it's enlarging its mouth.
Absolutely.
I've not seen yet where they've had to add on to heaven.
Right.
Because he said few be there that find
their
it.
Way.
That's
exactly.
Right. It's going to be the days like in Noah. Amen. But we this is something that we need to take thought of. And I thank the Lord that he let me see an insight. I had heard about hell, this and that and the other a little bit. And, you know, we had talked about hell, and I, you know, said things before when I was lost and all that. but to really know that there is a hellfire,
yes,
and that when we leave this life, we're going to go to heaven or hell. There's
exactly.
no in between.
Exactly.
There's no purgatory. There's none of those things. We're going to go to one place,
yes,
or the other, and
yes,
we better be prepared.
Amen.
For this, you know, and well, you can't prepare for hell,
mm-hmm,
but you can prepare to keep from going to hell.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
And but
the provision's already been made.
Yeah, it true. But the rich man, this is a point that I want to make. The rich man, he died and he went to hell and he was tormented in,
yes,
that flame.
Yes.
Now, this ain't the hell at the end of the world. This ain't the lake of fire, because death, hell, the false prophet, all of that's going to go in the lake of fire in a bottomless pit. I mean, if you think about a bottomless pit, you're burning and falling forever.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing with any substance to it. There's no foundation to it.
Yes.
You know, it's just a terrible thing. That means that you're out of control.
Yeah.
See, you're not in control when you hadn't got, you know, your hands or your feet on something. You don't,
yeah,
have any control.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
mm-hmm,
just, you know, I'm not going to tell you to try to jump off a building, but I'm just saying, you know, you don't have any control when you don't, you know, in that situation. But it says where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm not so much on that hot stuff. You know, my wife, she turned on the, made me a bath the other day, and boy, she had that thing hot.
Boy,
she didn't cut on any cold water whatsoever. And when I stuck my foot over in that, I'm like, I know I don't want to go to hell.
Oh.
Amen. But nevertheless, it's way hotter than that.
He says, yes, I try to boil him.
Yeah. Tenderize me.
Trying to become a lobster.
Know,
yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Anyway, hell is definitely not a place of any comfort. And it's going to last forever,
exactly,
and ever and ever.
Well, I'm sorry. Can I interject real fast? Well, no, because like it's amazing to me, like you talked about how people sell out so easily, and you know, people want all these riches and they want to live in this world. They think it's all this fun and all this one, but I ain't met not one man except for Jesus Christ who ever overcame death, and we all have a date with death.
Right.
And when we die, there's no coming back. Most of the time people don't necessarily come back. So you die, it's done, it's over with.
Right.
And you got a whole lot more left of eternity than you do of this life. This life is but a vapor. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. So like people want to lay up their treasures here where it's gonna deteriorate, so to speak.
Right.
But what do you do with your eternity? What do you do with your forever? You know, that's the thing you need to think on, is your forever.
Well, we're just passing through here.
Exactly.
Right.
And people lose sight of that. They think this,
yeah,
is it.
Yeah, well,
it's not.
And no, it's not. And I wouldn't want to take my chances on that. Exactly. I wouldn't want to take my chances on that.
Well, the rich man, he lifted his eyes and he said, I am tormented in this flame.
Yeah.
And he was tormented, and he could see there was a great gulf fixed between him, and he could see Lazarus,
yeah,
in the bosom,
right,
of Abraham. And he said, oh, this Father Abraham, let him just touch his finger and,
yeah,
his finger in water and just touch my
tongue.
For I'm tormented.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, I'll tell you in my words, no can do.
Yeah.
You know, no,
yeah,
can do. We can't go across there. You can't come across here.
Yeah.
You know, Lazarus had the evil things and you had the good.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore he's comforted in your torment. He said, oh, but send, you know, Lazarus back to tell my brother. I got five brothers and all that. He said, if they won't believe one, if they won't believe
the prophets
and all that, they won't believe one though he was rose from the dead, and which is Christ Jesus. And that's the situation that folks are in,
mm-hmm,
today.
Yes.
Now they don't believe the one that was raised from the dead.
Right.
But I can tell you, as a simple man, I'm more of a mathematical type,
mm-hmm,
person,
yeah,
you know, and when I start looking at stuff, I try to look at down the road. I try to do like a profit and loss, you know what,
yeah,
I'm saying,
right.
What's good for me,
what
it, yeah, exactly, and what what's going to benefit me. I'm telling you, when me and my wife, when we buy things, I don't want it to benefit me for the moment.
Right.
I want it, hey, we can use this for something else later, or, you know, I'm just that kind of person. Not that everybody's got to be that way, but I'm just saying that, I look at the future and down the road and things like that. And people's living for the moment.
Yes,
feels good, that. And I start looking and I start doing the math. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, hell, it's torment. That's what, I mean, we've got word back from hell that it's torment.
Yeah.
It's terrible. There's nothing good there.
Yes.
You know, you've got a body. You know, you're not going to burn up. You've got a body.
And it's going to last forever and ever.
And it has all the sensibilities. He could see, he could hear, he could taste, he could feel. He had knowledge. He had all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it going to be? Eternity is something that we can't hardly grasp in our mind because everything that we have has an end to it. It's just like they tell you nowadays, oh, yeah, this has a lifetime. Well, I went back and carried something back to the auto parts store that had a lifetime after once or twice. That's its lifetime. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so we don't know what eternity is. We don't know what really forever is. We can't, we've not experienced that, but we know that it's not supposed to have any end.
Yes.
No end to it. And that's the way heaven is. That's the way hell is.
Yes.
There's no repentance. Now, I can tell you that they're having prayer meeting in hell today.
Oh, absolutely.
Amen. Trying to get out. I'm begging, but it's too late.
Yes,
Once a tree falls, there shall it lie.
Yes.
Whether it be to the north or the south.
Right.
That's where it'll be. That's the way it's going to be. And we only have this chance in life to work out our eternity.
Yes.
And I just, you know, when I was lost, I didn't think about it this way at all. I didn't look at it this way at all. I didn't do a profit and loss sheet on it, you know, about how things were. But I've got a God that loves me and gave his only begotten son for me.
Yes.
And there's no greater love that he showed us by giving his son. And there's no greater love than the son giving himself
for us. He chose it.
You know, and for him to be tormented and he was really mutilated before he was put on that cross.
Yes.
We might have to go through that one day, but he was really actually mutilated before he went on that cross, but he still hung on that cross. He could have called legions
of angels
to deliver him, but for us, he gave himself for us. Even when the Father looked away, when he became sin for us, the Father looked away, he said, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
Because God don't look on sin.
Yeah.
And he made a way through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think about that. There's no greater love story than that.
Right.
That somebody would do that, you know, and given their only son.
Yes.
The best thing in heaven, the world's.
Yes.
Regardless, the heavens had to offer he gave for us. You know, I know I'm not worthy of that.
No.
I mean, we're just like a grain of sand, you know.
Yes, sir.
But he thought of us so much, and he purchased us.
Yes.
He said, not with corruptible things such as gold or silver.
Right.
Not with corruptible things. Now, that's what everybody counts as so precious.
Right.
But it was with the precious blood of Jesus Christ
amen.
That we were purchased.
Nothing
we
more
could
valuable.
Be made free.
There ain't nothing
well,
more valuable.
His. He created us.
And then he bought us.
And then he bought us.
Yes. And there is not that blood. There is nothing more valuable than that blood. That was kind of what I was last week. I preached my first Easter service and was on the subject of that every drop of blood and every drop of his precious righteous blood was enough to pay for the sins of this entire world. The sins of yesterday, the sins of today, the sins of tomorrow.
Such a high price.
People who go to hell, they don't have to go to hell.
No.
They don't. Not one single soul has to go there if they don't want
to. The Bible says that he has tasted death for every man.
Yes.
He has purchased salvation for everyone.
Yes.
And it's not his will that no man should perish,
but
all should come under repentance.
Yes.
He has fixed it, and he has paid the debt.
It's completely
he's paid in full. He's
paid
done
in
that,
full.
And he did that for us.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
when we don't take advantage of that. we're in essence saying, well, you know, yeah, you did all that, but I don't care.
Nah.
Well, this is the things. Look, so sad. Let's look at the benefits of this thing. The benefits, not only heaven, but what he'll do for you
right
here.
Right here on the
He
earth.
Said that you can sit in heavenly places with him.
Amen.
You know what? I can call on him.
Anytime.
And he can change the minds of kings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know, he'll heal your body.
Hey, right.
You
and
know,
the peace.
He is, yes,
oh,
the peace
Lord,
that
surpasses
all understanding.
Yeah, all the peace.
You know, that,
the peace
and the joy, that your joy can be filled. It don't run out when the buzz
Exactly.
When the
He's
hangover,
an inexhaustible
you know, comes on,
resource.
You know,
that's
yeah,
right.
Inexhaustible.
Exactly.
Mm. And if there was no heaven, if there was no heaven, I know there's a heaven.
Right.
But if there was no heaven,
I'd still serve.
It would still be so
The freedom
worth
you have,
it.
The liberty we have being within his spirit, within his fold. And that's
the peace.
Yes.
That's what it's the peace.
Yes.
And the
Amen.
Comfort.
Amen.
It's worth it. It's worth it all.
You know what? Since I got saved, I ain't had to take Prozac.
Right.
Xanax or Thorazine or lithium any of all them other kind of drugs that they give everybody. Some people just need to get down to repentance.
Yes.
Amen. And you know, I don't
it's
have
the devil
to,
that's
I don't have
tormenting
to,
their minds.
Right.
I don't have to drink myself to whatever that people do to try to get themselves out of their misery.
Right.
I can cast my cares
upon the
Jesus.
Lord. Yes.
He
yes.
first cares for me.
My goodness.
He loves me.
Yeah.
And know that he loves us so much that he's not going to let anything happen to us that won't benefit us.
And you know, the thing is, and my comfort is, not one sparrow falls to the ground without the Father knowing.
Right.
And he's not going to let me go through anything that he don't know about, that he can't take care of or anything. If we can't put our trust in Jesus, we are men most miserable.
Amen.
We put in trust in things of the world.
Exactly. There is no other place.
Well, people put their trust in doctors. They put their trust in bankers and money and all those things.
And it doesn't matter if they add 1,000 years to their lives. Even then, still they have a date with death.
You know, the Bible says right here, just men will try to save their life and lose it. They'll try to do all these things to, you know, which the Bible says exercise profits you little. It does profit you, but it profits you little. But you've got to look at the inner man.
Mm-hmm.
The inner man, that we need to exercise godliness in our lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And it can bring us back from the dead. Or,
Amen.
You know,
that's
what we need to exercise. So many people are looking out after the all the natural things that they can get, and they judge people by how much that they have or what they own or whatever. But there's some that's got so much, that are so rich in this world but so poor with God.
Yes.
You know, does not have any treasures in heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
They're not happy. Look at people that are well off. Look at the suicide rate. Look at Kate Spade. Kate Spade committed suicide. Robin Williams committed suicide.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
there was another actor who he's a real big name nowadays. Rich, you know, he's got the money. He's got all the good things. And he even said himself after he had accomplished all that he'd accomplished, he was like, you know what? It's still
I know
it, this ain't
about,
it.
But I can't remember his name.
He said this. Yeah. This ain't it because
that was Brad Pitt said that after he got the
Brad Pitt did
Malibu home or whatever.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, our home's in heaven.
Amen.
But see, we've got these folks, and if you get down to the real natural side, just the natural side. I mean, there's people that's put all this money and all that stuff in there to, you know, they wanted to clone people, you know, some years ago. They wanted to clone people.
Yeah.
Rich people would have been all in that. They'd have, you know, spare parts.
Right.
But, you know, that's not the thing. I mean, and if you have money, I mean, there's, you know, so many things that they'll do to their bodies and this and that and the other, but we're going to have to go out and meet God.
One day.
Right.
Yes, we are.
It doesn't matter if I have the money of Bill Gates.
Right.
It don't matter if I have the looks of Brad Pitt. It don't matter if I have the power of the president.
Right.
I'm going to have to meet God.
Yes.
You know,
the creator of all life.
It doesn't matter if you said, hey, I've been the president of BTA. That don't matter. That don't matter. Only what's done.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Only what's done for Christ is that's going to stand.
Yes.
And people are trying to do all this stuff to save themselves when you know what? He said, if you lose your life for my name's sake, the same shall find it.
Yes, amen.
You know what? Praise the Lord. I'm glad I lost my life.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not in with all the things.
I didn't do so well with my life.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like I seen this tag one time, and I was like, well, there's a problem. It's a tag that says, God's my co-pilot.
Yeah,
there's the problem.
You're sitting in the wrong seat.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you are definitely in the wrong seat. You know, it's something else. But if a man gained the whole world, and loses so what does it profit him? Not one thing.
Nah.
I could have everybody at my whim and, you know, tell them whatever and have all this stuff. But what is it going to be? Because naked we came into this in the world,
right.
And naked we should leave.
Amen.
You're not going to come. You're not going to leave nothing, but your soul's going to go back to God who gave
that's
it.
Right.
Yes.
And it's going to have to answer for the deeds that it's done in his body. But back to kind of my mathematics is, okay, I could live in the flesh and do the things of the flesh, which causes my flesh hurt.
Right.
And pain and other people pain and agony and all this stuff.
Yeah.
For a moment, you know, Moses said that he could enjoy sin for a season, but he rather chose to suffer with the children of Israel. Not that it's all suffering to be a Christian. They're suffering. But you're going to go through things whether you're lost or saved in this world. You're going to go through things, but I'd rather go through it with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And but he said instead of doing all that, I mean, he could have been another Pharaoh, you know.
Right.
I mean,
That's the most powerful person in the world in that day.
No, yeah.
But it's not going to do you no good. You ain't going to carry that scrapbook to heaven and impress God.
No.
It's not going to work.
Amen. Exactly.
But for us to give ourselves unto him, that holy and righteous sacrifice. And to be, you know, when we get to a place that we're no longer his servant, but we're his friend.
Amen.
His friend.
Adopted.
You know, because a servant know not what his master doeth.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm not called you no more service, but friends.
Yes.
Amen. I tell you what, people need to be crying, I have a father waiting for the adoption.
Yes.
That's like saying daddy.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's being so close, you can say daddy.
Yeah. But people take it lightly when the Lord, I mean, we may be speaking to someone here now that is just dealing with their hearts, and the Lord may be reaching out trying to get you to come.
Yes.
And this is your invitation.
Yes.
You need to come unto him. You need to seek him, his whole heart, face.
Yes.
We need to love him like we love nothing else. We need to love him and put him totally first. Repent.
Yes.
Repent and get a hold of him. Draw nigh to him. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Get a hold of this word and find out what life is really like, and find out who the true love is. And that's God. God is love.
Yes.
Amen.
Nobody's going to love you like the Lord.
Amen. And I seen this young man. He did like a YouTube video. He had been bound by drugs, and he had overdosed.
Mm-hmm.
And his pulse stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the grace of God, thankfully, they was able to bring him back. But this young man said that when he died an atheist. He didn't believe that there was a God. He was willfully ignorant of the fact that there was a God. He said when he died, he was surrounded by blackness. He saw off in the distance this light.
Mm-hmm.
He said this light began to come closer and closer and closer. And he said that the closer it got, the more peace he felt, the most love he had ever known in his life. He said, I've never felt such a love, never known such a peace, mercy, grace, I felt it all. He said, and then he spoke to me and he said, I loved you. I loved you so much that I gave my only begotten for you. I made a way for you where there seemeth to be no way. I provided the provision for you. I loved you that much, and you chose to turn a blind eye to me. It basically said, while you was alive, you had every chance. Every chance. My son, he chose that cross for your sake. He said, over there, I could have saved you. Over there, I could have. You could have been with me forever. But now, it's too late.
Oh, Lord.
And so he drifted off into that light began to leave him away, leave him, and he went off into hell, and he experienced torments there. Oh, and Lord. By the grace of God, they was able to bring him back.
Oh, Lord.
I believe this man's testimony because it was so tearful. There was no act in it. This young man was just, he was plumb scared to death, full of fear and brokenness, realizing that he had never known this God who loves so much, and he felt this love for the first time. We walk around here living in this love.
That's right.
I tell you, anyone who feels that pull, that tug, that's God, that's the Father trying to bring you under the sun. You better listen to it, because you never know when you're going to draw your last breath. You never know when that heart's going to stop beating. We all have a date with death. But mercy and grace said, I went to that cross for you, and I have provided provision for salvation for you today.
Well,
today.
If you can get a hold of the love, how, when somebody does, when they love you so much that they would literally lay down their life for you.
Amen.
I mean, provide for you every day, meet your needs, heal your body, you know. Give you peace, give you comfort, wrap you up in their arms.
Yes.
How do you not love?
Yes.
How can you not love? You gotta allow yourself to feel it. And that means you gotta break down a wall. You gotta be a little vulnerable.
Yes.
You're taking a chance, you know, letting somebody in, just like a person. You take a chance when you meet somebody, you know, or a potential spouse or whatever.
Right.
You're taking a chance because you're letting down a wall.
Exactly.
And well, I tell you what, if you let the Lord in,
you'll never regret it.
Experience His love.
You'll never regret it.
He's not going to let you down. He's not going to do anything to chance losing you.
We had said, you know, when you brought up that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, something the Lord had impressed upon me. The singular most important day in human history was not the birth of Christ.
Oh no.
It was wonderful that thank God he was birthed. But the most important day was right there in that Garden of Gethsemane. Right there whenever his sweat became as great drops of blood, and he said, "Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But if not, let thy will be done." It was right then and there that Jesus, God, gave His only begotten Son, but His only begotten Son said, "I'm going to take this tree on my back." We have 30 seconds left.
Look, He agonized.
Yeah,
and when you agonize that much, that your capillaries give up blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, that's
pain.
And some people think that they're going through something.
Right.
And
He knew what He was facing.
Yeah, and we're just, you know. It's light what we do. I tell you, we've run out of time this morning, but I love you, and I hope that you seek Him with all your heart, mind, and soul.
Amen.
This is Brother Tommy. God bless you.
Love you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.